Down to familiarity. This isn't anything. It's precisely nothing, in fact. When senses are sharpening, a natural order of thoughts forms and says, you're okay. What's to write? Everything. Not anything. Everyday moments and epiphanies. Descriptive. Memorable. My thoughts must be very loud indeed for the street voices to want to disturb them when writing at full steam. Introspection, extrospection. These streets gave birth to me, though have rarely felt my steps like the other cities that rarely heard my screams. Here I don't need to forge a mold or etch out space. My face moves easily, my smile, also inherited, is remembered, and I am never a stranger. My humor is expected. Like the man I met once who heard voices, he said, were of people about who could hear his thoughts.
Okay. It's called Open Skies. Malika, 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 said the duck. That duck isn't from around here, said Katie Duck. Katie Duck was born and reared at the Loch, don't you know? Look at the cut of them feathers and those strange colours on the tuft. Mary Duck nodded in agreement. She was on her way to Turner's Crosses. Cork City were playing at home to Bowes. Mary stopped along the way to comply with her old accomplice in chatter and squeak. All the ducklings will be wanting colours in their tuft like that now, said Mary Duck. And nothing will suit them but that unusual stoop and the feather, she replied as well. Haven't we enough to contend with them bloody swans? Mary alluded to the pushy elite on the water. And whichever way you look, we seem to have to work harder for the same amount of bread. To earn, said Katie. Malika, 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 Salika, said the duck. And who's going to have the best nesting sites, chirped in a rook. He was a tired old mourner whose own nest was left neglected. They should be rejected. A passerby could have detected his accent of mixed origination. Old Mr. Rook wouldn't help a feathered friend even if it required no labour. But wearing his overcoat for now, his speech to Katie Duck did suit. Mary also selected various tidbits, legends about chicks harassed, certainty of quiet life elapsed. At the same time swallows gathered high, the early scouts ready to hop. From the electric wire, remembering hospitality in the north of Africa, and along the way on many the Mediterranean boat, in choppy seas and calm, and how proud as Irish swallows they spread the name of the loch to the vastness. They would return to their home every year quite replenished. Gomermeet Bior and Aumshor Rish was the sentiment of the happy swallows.
Called Inside. I'm screaming again, but echoes of only silence come back to me. My voice, unheard, falls to the crevices of misery. Am I so dark inside, so unworthy? God, I wish it could just be over. Then the crocodile would cry, or maybe the tears would be real. Oh, fuck it, I'm screaming. But maybe I'm just paranoid.
Poem is called So What. My ritualistic excitement blew me down Westmoreland Street. At that pace, it always seems to amaze you. Only this time, the wind has been sucked out of my sails. There is a love, compulsive to the nut, for you, that drives me to your stable. I saw the Punisher first, and wondered if your life had been broken into, or worse. Compassion dripped down from Da, who had raised himself up so that he could mind you. I watched you respectfully undress your feared father, pain and anger etched deep into your lorica, and wondered what the useless bollocks would do next.
It's called Open Mic. These politics outside the door, you and your tree-hugging wimps rent a crowd hectares. You darken this doorway again at your lefties and mink lovers, sandals and pot, muesli and beads. I unleash my own noisy Hector Kosh.
This is based on a quotation from Jean-Paul Sartre. It's entitled Condemned to be Free. Look within the golden frame, once an aesthetic container of bygone youth. Soft-faced, baby-haired blondes gathered, waiting for innocent escape through adulthood. Its holding pain of long ago will have to go, family gone. That wall needs no nostalgia for purpose of enclosing, confining life to a time in point where sadness and uncertainty curved smile other way around. It's making me frown, knock it down. House gone. Smell the heavy classics, speckled wood like stained with cocktail of dust, coffee time and wine. Following, pulling me behind. We'll learn fresh aired words the next time. Stop dragging me back. Books gone. Hear the colour of banknotes lurking, luring plastic pin towards release link, providing purse power and materialistic chink for societal integration in greenback nation. Give it all away, it's only causing me pain. Bank account gone. Grow old with all the learning, a lesson too late. Die the education debt, literature, language, philosophy, life. Needing to be equipped for CV distribution and rejection from intellects lower, who cling to order and claw on hope of retirement plan. Don't call me, I'll call you. 9 to 5 would make me bland. Job gone. Cry on soaked pillow as yet another physical joy fizzles towards fiasco. Uncorking, unleashing, marking a freedom path to nowhere. Release the boy. Love gone. We are alone without excuses, condemned.
Okay, this is a song called Paul Street Saturday Morning.
I use my the document to make it more than a glass. That night the curtains wide open to dance, with the lights on broad to see. At night with the lights off she watched, just to see his naked body. When he danced, he was wild. He danced so he could be free. He said, "You have me quite beguiled. Why not come dance with me?" Take you down at the top of my bed, take you down.
Inspired by a poem I read, written by Desmond O'Grady, called The Little Trumpet, and it's called Featherweight. Fields of splendor make my window of Van Gogh, like the morning orchestra, awaken my soul. Engulfing brightness would dissolve the glass, if not so busy with wings of brass. Swarming rivers of light deliver distant worlds I haven't known. No longer here, your gift of feathers has left my feet, awaiting poems.
A certain glamorous lady who lives in my house thought I should do a reprieve of this one that I did a couple of weeks ago. This sonnet is still untitled. How many early birds twitter and whistle, interrupting a lady cat's abyssal, while all the flapping, feathered ones sweep and twirl, the scholarly feline, she lays down her quill. Predisposed to highbrow felicity, outside distractions make her scowl at duplicity. Padding about like a professor in slippers, some equation just missed disappears betwixt and betwixt. And yet when people visit, she only curls up and purrs, and sometimes even allows them to rub her fur. In the middle of the day, she takes Descartesian naps. At times like these, my cat seems further than us, perhaps. In her own time, she writes them, hides the notes. We people only host. Our moment slides, secret kept inside.
This is called Running Away. Tomorrow I will go to a place where everything will be softer and safer, different. Tomorrow all my troubles will be gone. My mind will be at rest, my soul at peace. I will no longer be afraid. Tomorrow, I'll stop looking over my shoulder. Tomorrow, they will still be behind me. Today, I am running away.
This one is called Gozo, or Gozo, if anybody has been to Maldives. It was I, Odysseus, their driver, I who played with their thoughts during the parting journey. I used to water a match for my exaggerated method. As far away now as Greece itself and basking in the abundance of avoidance the three of us had borrowed from three generations earlier. Years later I'd band on the red sand and listened to him yak intensely, still reading from the tattooed history given to him, and indeed the rest of us. Hermes stood at the cave and waved an invitation at me. I didn't have the energy. Saliva painted the side of my jaw, and I snored loudly with each breaking wave. Calypso, Calypso, take him for those years, bear him a child and teach him to be happy. She by his side is no Penelope. Don't let him get away.
Windfall. I noticed him as I stepped over the footbridge. There he was, a few meters away from the flyover, with a half-eaten apple. He fussed at it on top of a low brick wall. Although passing close enough to catch the overripe scent, to detect teeth marks and bite-shaped edges, the crow paused, gazing into the middle distance past me, ignoring forbidden fruit. Pretending not to notice, since two can play that game, but watching closely out of the corner of my eye, I sauntered past. Shortly he resumed, fussing and strutting, while he pecked and poked with his stubby wet beak. In a blur of speed, he contracted the core as it started to roll off the wall. A right claw, a schoolboy's grey wrinkled sock, trapping his prize as he clamped it, like a practiced goalkeeper, pausing. More pecking followed, while still holding on. Moving off slowly, the last I saw was a pose. Right leg resting on his prize, ignoring a passing fruit delivery truck, the victor relaxed again. Most feathers unruffled in the autumn breeze, jet black head tilted.
I'm going to sing a song by John Lennon. I think the song encapsulates what it means to be an artist growing up, especially an Irish Catholic one. And it's called Working Class Hero.
Yeah,
whom, yeah, Green Day are doing. But, yeah, just give them that. So, this is Working Class Hero, anyway. As you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big, you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Well, they hurt you at home and they hit you at school. And they hate you if you're clever and desperate. By the fools, till you're so fucking crazy
you can't follow the rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Well, they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, and then they expect you to pick a career. Well, you really can't function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped on religion and sex and TV, and you think you're so clever and classless and free. Well, you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There is room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to live like your folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be.
Hard,
take me out. Take me out. Take me out of the old world. Oh.
Been kings of these days, having tea with merchants, while simplicity inherits the streets. Where have you been, kings, while the sacks of sealing promises you planted wither and refuse their fields, while dark lords break the china and barge the markets through? How do you glance at their paranoia? Or do you pretend not to see their fear? Your new brothers who illuminate the new. What is the annual quota for nudges and winks? And which of tomorrow's qualities have you promised away? Did no one tell these hounds of the curses that pour from sacred grounds, of the desecration their offspring will endure? What banishment awaits them? O kings, remember not the ways of Kerberch and Chait, or the New World illusions take heed, turn your nostrils to the wind, and help the child to grow. Show the beast to the sea. There's no hurley or boot that will not follow.
Called 30 silver pieces. As he held her hand while he broke her heart, so Judas kissed his Lord with bloodied lips, and so you kissed your friend and made yourself an enemy in her eyes.
This one's called Ephemeral Shanks Mare. I witnessed her again this evening. Trod her secular past, simony in tow, embracing her future, clearly decorated with himself, says it or at it, and he cut flicking his 3CB and sniggering at the audience. Incisors and canines, euphoria and perspiration, torment fighting for its say, witnessed a diurnal rush to her finishing line. One day she will be dead right.
The crow. A clever old bird, the wary wild crow, to target hoof prints of terrestrial cow, her quick zany skills forever on show, swift pecking up seeds before each can grow, an encore apiece with smooth solo bow. What a clever bird is that crafty crow. From inky quilled tails to taloned big toe, from wherever he's perched, high on the bough, its quick zany skills are always on show. Audacious, urban, slick sortie so low, through milk bottle tops he'll merrily plough. A clever bird is that wily crow. She will remain clear of blades while they mow, from lofty nest watch, fat rook and lean chow. His bizarre talent is always on show. One beady gaze to survey where you hoe, one hooded eye slyly ogles know how. A clever old bird, the cagey wild crow, her quick zany skills forever on show.
Just do one more, anyway, for a cigarette. This is about, let me get the creative impulse, and it's called Burning Sliver. It's on my own, so hope you enjoy it.
If my sin was love to sinner, it's all this of philosophy. And if by the road that takes the pariah would love him right down to his knees, all that certain in life are taxes and debt. So take all your dreams and put them in your net, and take to the mountains, sip from the stream, and don't let the magpie steal your dreams. Are like tabernacles, they hold the host of our hopes. Though I hear the rattle of fetters and shackles, and I may fall bent on the ropes, all that's certain in life are taxes and debt. So take all your dreams and put them in your net, and take to the mountains and sip from the stream, and don't let the magpies steal your dreams. Dark is light, but divine, and worthy of all sacrifice, and that little light is for more potent than wine. It's a burning sliver of delight. All that's certain in life are taxes and debt. So take all your dreams and put them in your net. And take to the mountains, sit from the stream, and don't let the magpies steal your dreams.
I know.
That's not my last one, yeah. No crows either.
Not me.
I
imagine.
This is a sonnet, John, to the sonnet that I read recently. It's for a friend who works too hard, really. It's called Magic Fading. It's really time you had yourself a break. With all the lovely weather here this spring, you'd love to float for hours on a lake or go to Tara for the gathering. You work too hard, you see, and I'm afraid that if you stay, you'll find I will complain. Please take yourself where all your thoughts cascade before we both dry out and go insane. I can't allow your magic go to waste or watch you sink towards your very end. From now on, make your holidays well spaced so you can thrive and be yourself, my friend. So if you're still, if you'll still not leave that hungry chair, I'll have to cry out, at least just get some air.
The dark spot. In the perfect round of every person there is a black wedge that boils and spits, glaring its evil menace through the blind spot of a peaceful eye. In most it simmers beneath the rim, like the dormant volcano, not extinct. But there are some in whom there is a weakness. Then the evil overflows, and the eye is dark with heat.
This poem is called The Burial. Time's dose of uninvited... I've got it again. Time's dose of uninvited turmoil engulfed their pre-planned world. A silent, unforgiving hue within each triggered beat struck harder as they walked with their box of future memories. Cheated. No beat within. A broadcast of childish laughter moored closely, uncaptained. No stolen spoon of jam. Their anagram of wounds quarry against their old age and brushing them helplessly adrift through seas of detached empathy. A cleft of unseen sorrow kneading ceaselessly and successfully, hurting. No chiromantic map, no dialects, no telltales. The subterranean pedestal dutifully beckoning. As the feral child would, we stood and gawked with unswallowing young throat. To see her walk before she stood out of the world she never entered. And like the familiar face through introductions, I tell myself I know you there.
God's Gable End. Lump hammers and chisels ring in the moonlight. Bold Norman commission removed in one chunk. Improper, Monsignor, shedding scant lichen, should never be mounted on God's Gable End. Lugged to the causeway while crickets are rasping, dumped in the seaway, don't utter a word. Oh no, gasped the mermaid, sheeling a gig, shiver my lumbers, who ordained this?
I'm going to do a song by Leonard Cohen next. It's not that depressing, don't worry about it. It's a Tower of Song. Okay. Well, my friends have gone, and my hair is grey. I've
ache in the places where I used to play. But I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I asked Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I can hear him coughing all night long. About a million floors above me is the Tower of Song. I was born like this, I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the great beyond. Tied me to a table right here in the Tower of Song. And you can stick your pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, it don't look like me at all. Standing by the window where the light is strong. They don't let a woman kid you up here in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I really loved you, baby, way back when. And though the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I've been so close to everything that we've lost, we'll never have to lose it again. I bid you farewell, don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to a tower down the track. You'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. Oh, I'll be singing to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song. Oh, I'll be singing to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
Okay, I've got one more. It's called a 7-minute autobiography. It's not 7 minutes long, it's only 7-minute autobiography. I'm back, and now I know. Then I knew, though I wasn't there, that I was 5 months old. Her voice was as grey as her words. You'll never get anywhere in life with that accent. You'll have to get out of here as soon as possible. Years later, whenever I meet Londoners, something moves beyond my grasp. 6 months in England at that age has to have an impact. Then, at 7, at school in Kildare, telling how my father would take his briefcase in one hand and a vine in the other, Tarzaning it to work through the trees, just out of the lions and tigers' reach. There are no tigers in Africa. I'm back again. And now I know just how deep a memory can go. That accent is coming back, and I can see those grey eyes thinking, now you'll get somewhere.
This one I wrote today, and I just wanted to see, could I do one that was made up virtually of all the cliches? And it's called The Times They Are A-Changer. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, so they told us, the day they changed everything. So now we're chewing nails and spitting tacks. It's all good, they said, but they were just yanking our chain. Together we were the chain, but a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And now we're dropping like flies, because a house divided against itself cannot stand. So they did the merger, a shotgun wedding if you ask me, and the damage is done. They can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You know, some say a change is as good as a rest, but I reckon it would have been better to let sleeping dog fly. After all, it's better the devil you know and all that.
This one is called The Visit. An orchestra of emotions hammered down my door, its music erupting dormant, unfamiliar feelings. The sadness of an empty wardrobe was the loneliness of a childless clothesline. I moved among the debris free falling, floors of their bedrooms decorated with discarded clothes, such rich possessions. As battle slain soldiers fall in crumpled, complex heaps, they remained unmoved, untouched. Each still equipped with its odor, smell, laughter, its pain. And like an air-crash investigator, I drift respectfully around and touch each painful reminder, as I would their hair, their hands, their souls, their lips. So many rooms, yet no room to mourn, to explain. Uncontrollably, I wept and smiled, hurt, so hurt, as I retrieved the memories of this recent visit. To lie and roll amongst them, touching bones and flesh, soaking up their smiles, their abundant love holding me and left so easily to be found. As one would at a graveside, silent and still I remained, with the anticipation of a bingo player, awaiting their return in this.
The Ice Hotel. 200 bedrooms, the Ice Hotel, renewed each year with Swedish guile. Twinkling elegance in the clearest shell, 200 bedrooms, the Ice Hotel. Complete with church and wedding bell, coolest sculpture and ephemeral style, 200 bedrooms, the Ice Hotel, renewed each year with Swedish guile.